Harper Audio presents Runaway Girl by Casey Watson, read by Kate Locke. Chapter 1. January. There is a grand pairing moment, and it's one of the best ones, when, after a great deal of patience and fortitude, not to mention finger crossing, you realise that you have finally got the baby off to sleep, and though you love them and with an intensity that can take your breath away, you are mighty glad that you can do the proverbial and give them back to your offspring again. It was into one such moment that my mobile exploded into life, my mobile that I'd forgotten I still had on me. "Oh, bloody hell, Case," hissed Mike, as I scrambled to try to silence it, which was a case of frantically slapping both hands over the offending cardigan pocket to muffle it and beating a hasty retreat backwards from Dee Dee's bedroom. And by some miracle, despite the shocking cacophony, she didn't stir. I missed the call, though, having clattered down the stairs before attempting to answer it, and gone back into the living room, and shut the door for good measure. I finally pulled the phone out, long after it had ceased warbling at me, while Mike relocated the baby monitor to the coffee table, glaring at it as if willing it to remain silent. It had been a long, fraught hour getting the baby off, to be fair. "Oh," I said, "it's John," as in full sure. "Wonder what he wants." Mike flumped down on the sofa beside me.
"Well, if it's, would you mind taking in another 10-month-old baby? That'll be a no."
"Oh, hush," I said.
"Go and make some coffee and stop moaning.
She's down now and she'll stay down. You know what she's like."
"I'm not surprised," said Mike with feeling. "What is it about flipping babies? I've never really got that. When you're tired, you go to sleep.
Problem solved."
"Easy. Why do they have to make it so difficult?"
I grinned at him, already pressing the return call button on my mobile. As a veteran of 2 kids, 4 grandkids and the various little ones we'd fostered, he knew that was one of the great unanswered questions, precisely because there would never be an answer to it. An overtired baby was a simple but complicated beast. She was overtired, but the reasons could be myriad, from colic to teething to being too hot, cold or stimulated. It could even be the smell of my new perfume. But we'd got there and could relax now.
Well, after a fashion, and possibly not for long, given the call. "Oh, hi there, John," I said moments later. "So, to what do we owe the pleasure?"
"Oh, dear," he said. "I'm sorry to be calling you so late."
"Oh, it's only 8, John, it's fine," I reassured him, though while doing so I was already taking stock of why he'd be calling. It was outside of office hours, so nothing routine or training-related, clearly, which presumably meant a child he wanted us to take in. Mike had picked up our coffee mugs but still lingered in the living room, obviously thinking the same thing.
"We've got a teenager on the way," John explained,
and I mouthed the word to Mike, who nodded.
"Coming to us via a rather circuitous route. Not from round here. Well, to be precise, not from anywhere remotely round here. She's a Polish girl, apparently. Not been long in the country and all out of options."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?